This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio.
Final seconds. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
From the Quicken Loan Studios in Houston, Texas, here's your host, 6'1" former Oklahoma Sooner basketball player, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, Alyssa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. It has been a very big week of hoops with the NBA season getting underway, and we are so delighted to welcome back to our program, always a Big E favorite. That is our very own Joe George. He is the host, actually, of College Football Nation. Check him out Saturdays from 4 to 7 Eastern Time. It is a three-hour show right here at SB Nation Radio, and I know he is all about Chicago pride as his Cubbies advance to the World Series right here in 2016. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Are you feeling the fever?
Yeah, I've been a Cubs fan my whole life. My father and I have season tickets, and being able to go to a World Series game is going to be one of the most incredible moments of my life, I think, by far. I think when people ask me what your favorite sports moment is, I think regardless of the outcome, at least for right now, it's going to be that game. I'm really excited. I've loved the Cubs my whole life, and just being able to go and share that with my dad and share that with all these people who have never seen a World Series, regardless of the outcome, it's going to be really cool. I just really hope they do win, because I don't want to wait another 100 years.
And we have to share, of course, yes, and we have to share with our listeners. It's Friday night, but you're actually flying home to Chicago, and you'll have an opportunity to take in a game on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's going to be really special. I don't think I've ever seen an atmosphere like this. I've seen two playoff games for the Chicago Blackhawks when they were on their Stanley Cup runs, and one was an elimination game, which was really cool to be at. But I just know it's not going to be anything like what's going to happen on Saturday. I know that the Cubs in that environment is going to be one of the most incredible things I've ever seen in my life. I mean, there's great environments when they were a 50-win team, and they were just one of the worst teams ever, and now they're in the World Series. I fully expect like the cement to fall from the ceilings because Wrigley Field's like it's old, so it's like, and that's happened before. So I think they're gonna tear that place down. It's gonna be exciting.
Okay, so what is a game day experience like when you go to a Cubbies game? I was talking about this earlier on my show a couple weeks back. It's on my bucket list. It's something I'd love to do.
Yeah, you can't go right to Wrigley Field. You need to find a way to stay somewhere downtown Chicago, because one of the biggest things is you need to take the Red Line to the game. The Red Line is just, it's public transportation, CTA. Mm-hmm. It's like $250 for a ride. You're underground, you're above ground. It takes you right by right field. And to me, that's just the start of Wrigley. It's just right there. And you go in early, you see the away team bat. Hopefully you can, if you get there early enough, sometimes you can catch the back end of the Cubs batting practice. And just the environment. It's a great bar scene right around
the
area.
Good?
The food's, I mean, it's okay. I mean, but if you're going to go to Chicago and you want to go to a night game, you got to get your deep dish pizza first lunch. And then you go down, you take the train downtown into Wrigleyville. You go to a game and you get the peanuts and beer and you enjoy a game. And definitely recommend the bleachers too. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, load up on all those calories.
Absolutely. You have to. It's cheat weekend for me.
Hey, the host of College Football Nation, Saturdays from 4 to 7 Eastern Time, our very own Joe George is with us from SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, tonight, all of our guests are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. So, Joe, one more quick hit before we talk some NBA. Who breaks the World Series curse first, the Cubs or the Indians?
You know, I think it is going to be the Cubs. I think they do just have the overall better team. I think what we saw in game one, just looking back to Tuesday night, was Andrew Miller came in, the closer for the Indians, and he once again was just incredible. There's a reason why he was the ALCS MVP. I mean, his slider is filthy. The Cubs batters, they can't handle it, but I think the Cubs have the magic. I just think it's their year. And I think they're going to have a couple of them coming up, because half the team is under 25 years old. So even if they don't get it this year, it's not their last chance. But I think the Cubs are going to find a way to take this one out. When they were down 2-1 to the Dodgers, I was asked by the show I was producing for at the time, Tony D, here on SB Nation Radio, what I thought. I told him Hakuna Matata means no worries. So that's my thought process.
That's how
good.
Be happy.
Yeah, I think this team is so good that I don't think it matters what happens. I think they can come back from three down, and they can win the World Series. I think their bats are that good. So I think the Cubs are going to take this one for sure.
Okay, so a quick pivot. Let's reflect back on Tuesday night. The NBA season got underway. What were your takeaways from opening night?
The Warriors did what I thought they were going to do.
How shocking was that?
I wasn't surprised, honestly.
Too many cooks in the kitchen?
I think it's just going to take time. Okay. I think they do have too many cooks in the kitchen right now, but I think they'll figure it out. I think they're going to win the championship this year for sure.
Really?
I think they're that good. The only reason why they won't is because of the reason why they didn't last year, and that's because they have a problem in their locker room, and his name is Draymond Green. Mm-hmm. And I think that should be the concern going forward with the Warriors. But, you know, I think they are going to win the championship. I don't think the Cavs are that good. The Cavs are obviously great, but I don't think they're as good as the Warriors. I don't think the Spurs are going to hold up again. I don't trust Pau Gasol. I watched the Bulls up close for the last 2 years that he was there, and I don't think he can hold up for the whole season health-wise, and there's already rumors about LaMarcus Aldridge being traded. So, you know, I'm not surprised in that first game outcome. The one thing with the Spurs is, you know, they're going to be consistent, and they're going to pluck apart teams like the Warriors, who are a brand-new team with all new pieces. So I'm not surprised by that outcome, but I think it's going to be a trend. Just like when we saw the Heat come together at first, they were really, really bad, and then they got won like 15, 20 games in a row. I think that's what the Warriors are going to do. They're not going to break the record last year. I think they'll probably win like 64 games and get the 1 or 2 seed, but I'm not too surprised by what happened.
Well, the season really doesn't get underway until the month of May, but my question to you is, what kind of adjustment period are we talking about? How long will it take for this team to perform together?
I think it's going to take probably 30, 40 games. I think it'll take half the season, but I'm not the first person to say this, but I feel like we're honestly like about to watch an 82-game preseason just to watch the Cavs and the Warriors play in the finals. So I think they've got all the time in the world. I don't think there's a rush. They could be the 3 or the 4 seed if they really struggle. And as long as they're clicking by playoff time, it's not a big deal. So I think it's going to take, but I do think it's going to take like 20 to 30 games to really get it going and to figure out the right rotation on Steve Kerr's part, too. That's the big key for me.
Okay, so do you think Durant was a good thing? I'm not sure we've ever talked about this on the program.
You know, I don't enjoy it because LeBron was going to chase for something that he could not achieve in Cleveland. Kevin Durant clearly didn't like Russell Westbrook. His cowardice, backhanded comments, like just what he's made about Westbrook in the Thunder locker room are just, they drive me insane. Like, so he wasn't going to win there. I don't think he's ever going to win anywhere unless he wins with the Warriors. This is kind of the player I think he is now. I'm not a huge fan anymore like I used to be. So I think it was the right move for him because he thought he couldn't win with Russell Westbrook. At the same time, how are you a game away from sending a team home in the NBA playoffs, and then you go join them? Like, I don't get that mindset. Like, if you're a competitor, like, you nearly beat that team, and now you're just going to go join them? Like, I think Kevin Durant should have left Oklahoma City. It clearly wasn't going to work there, but I don't like the Warriors move, so I'm not surprised he went there, but it's his life, not mine.
Well, and so many of the old school players, I mean, they've been very vocal about that. They could never, you know, switch allegiance.
Oh, yeah, well, like what, Charles Barkley?
Of course, yeah.
I mean, come on. I think he must have had, like, concussions or something, because I think he forgot when he played in Houston, and he joined a super team and didn't win a championship. So, like, I just feel like, personally, with Barkley, I feel like he's just mad he didn't win a title in Houston. And like he's just like, well, if it didn't work for me building a super team, it's going to work for no one. And that's just like his opinion. I don't get his anger for it. And we've seen it before. Gary Payton, he went and played for the Lakers. He didn't win a title. I mean, we've seen it happen all the time. So I get why they're mad. But I don't think the NBA is like, I think it's going to be the Warriors this year because they have so much talent. But look, they're not going to win the title for the next 4 years. There's too much talent. I said this last year. I didn't think the Warriors were going to lose in the Western Conference Finals and say they were as they were built until the Timberwolves beat them. Without Kevin Durant, I still think that. There's no one in the West good enough to beat the Warriors right now. And with or without Kevin Durant, it has nothing to do with the super team until the Timberwolves are ready to take over, which could be soon.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of Joe George, SB Nation Radio. He is our creative director. He does it all. He's also the host of College Football Nation, Saturdays from 4 to 7 Eastern Time. You've got to check him out. Give him a follow as well, at JoeGeorge27. Okay, we've talked about the Warriors. Give us a sense of how the Cavs should approach this season. Now, do they ease into it? Because, like I said, you know, the real season doesn't get underway until later in the spring.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun to watch LeBron this year. I think he's just going to be
super, no pressure,
super chill, like having fun. He's in the middle of the post-game interview on Tuesday night, and he goes, it's Miller time, because he knows Andrew Miller's on the mound for the Indians. I mean, they're having fun. He just got his boy J.R. Smith a $57 million contract, which just blows my mind.
Incredible.
That they got him and Amon Shumpert for the Knicks from basically nothing. So I think the Cavs are going to have fun this year. And that's why, even though I do think the Warriors are going to win, if the Cavs are going to do it, it's just because there's no pressure. And I think LeBron could have a historic type season. I mean, he's not my MVP pick this year, but I think LeBron can do some really special things and just kind of let loose and just crush everyone.
Okay, I got to ask you this before we go. What team out of the Eastern Conference will challenge the Cavs?
I think it's the Pacers. I love what they have built. And Paul George...
Ahead of Boston?
Yeah, I think Paul George is going to reemerge as a top 5 player this season.
I've heard that so much.
I think, for me, Paul George or Russell Westbrook or Karl-Anthony Towns, that's my 3-team race for MVP. three-man race. And actually, I'm going to throw Damian Lillard in there, too. So I got a four-man race. But I think Paul George is going to win MVP this year. I think he's going to take the Pacers to a top three or four seed. And I think they've got a chance to really do some damage. Miles Turner is a stud. That kid can shoot the ball. He can play defense. He can do everything. The pieces they've added. I love what Teague's going to bring into that lineup. So I think it's the Pacers.
He is simply the best. Joe George, SB Nation Radio. Check him out. Host of College Football Nation Saturdays. That's tomorrow from 4 to 7 Eastern Time. Good to have you on the program tonight. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And connect with us at Twitter, @ERadioSports. We will be right back.